From the spacious courthouse windows looking out of the Boston Harbor, you could observe luxury boats float by, fishermen trying their luck, and the families of alleged Bulger murder victims sitting on the water's edge. As the jury in the trial continued to deliberate, relatives of Michael Donahue, Brian Halloran, Arthur Barrett, Debbie Davis, and Eddie Connors paced back and forth along the path behind the U.S. courthouse. Over the past 2 months, these families have gotten to know each other, sitting side by side in courtroom 11, listening to the testimony of 72 witnesses. Many of the details were personal and brutal in their impact on the wives, sons, mothers, daughters, cousins, and lovers of victims. The cloudy, iron-gray sky over the Boston Harbor gave way, albeit briefly, to a determined sun. It was metaphoric relief for Steve Davis, standing yards from the churned waves stirred up by the wind. But he said he would only be freed from a constant anger he feels just below the surface by a guilty verdict in this case.
That would be satisfied. That would be justice for me.
Davis's sister Deborah was allegedly murdered by Whitey Bulger and Steve Fleming in 1981. At hour 16 of deliberations, Davis was reminded of the 16 years that Bulger was on the run, and to that he said, "So I can wait a little longer for a verdict." Tommy Donahue, the son of Michael Donahue, killed just yards from this spot on the harbor when this was a weather-beaten waterfront, is also willing to wait.
10-12 of us out there, we all sit together, but we don't really sit there. We only talk a little bit about the case. Is it going to come back 10 minutes or an hour guilty? We're actually out there just talking about life. You know what I mean? It's beautiful on the water back there. It's better than sitting in the courtroom and rotting away. So we're out there, you know what I mean? It's, you know, out there like friends and just talking with each other and trying not to be stressed out and aggravated over the whole deal.
But Donahue's mother, Patricia, is anxious. The longer she waits, the more anxious she becomes.
Nothing you can do. You just have to wait, and that's all you can do. I think if they go for a long period of time, I'm going to start to worry about a mistrial or a hung jury, because it only takes one juror, you know, so hopefully that won't happen.
Meanwhile, upstairs in the courthouse cafeteria, I met Alec Bond, the grandson of Arthur Bucky Barrett, who was tortured and killed at a house on East 3rd Street in South Boston. After Barrett was allegedly murdered by Bulger, Steve the Rifleman Fleming ripped out his teeth with a dental device to keep the body from being identified if ever it was found. Alec Bond, born in 1994, told me he forgives Bulger and insisted that his mother, who was 20 years old at the time of his grandfather's death, feels the same way. But like Davis and Donahue, Bond, too, was waiting for a verdict that he hoped would attach the present to the bloody past and to at least ameliorate the pain that stretched for many victims here over several decades. At hour 18, a foghorn blowing from a passing boat seemed to serve as a cue of sorts to move on. The families of the victims headed back into the courthouse to wait a decision in a real-life saga that began more than 40 years ago. At the U.S. Courthouse on the Seaport, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.